Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is J.J. Wilson, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 28, found in Grade 3, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 28 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee, consisting of education professionals, and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 19 of the Grade 3 Scoring Guide, and we will go over Question 28. In this question, the student is asked to place a large X over the trapezoid, and then write one way that a hexagon is different than a trapezoid. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response has an X over the trapezoid in the first row and includes a description of how a hexagon is different from a trapezoid. For example, a hexagon has 6 sides, while a trapezoid only has 4 sides. Any other response that correctly describes a difference between the two figures would also be acceptable. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them up in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 21. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. The student has correctly identified the trapezoid in part A and has accurately described in part B that a hexagon and a trapezoid have different numbers of sides and angles. Let's move on to the second guide paper, which is also a score point 2. In this complete and correct response, the student has correctly identified the trapezoid in part A and has accurately described the difference between a hexagon and a trapezoid as having a different number of angles. Next is the third guide paper, a score point 1. This response is only partially correct. Although the trapezoid has been correctly identified in part A, the explanation in part B is inaccurate. A trapezoid has fewer sides than a hexagon, not more. Now let's review the fourth guide paper, another score point 1. This response is also only partially correct. As in the previous paper, the answer in part A is correct, but part B is not. A hexagon is not a circle. The fifth and last guide paper for this question is a score point 0. Both part A and part B are incorrect, demonstrating that the student has not understood the task. Please take a moment to review these 5 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. In the next section of your scoring guide is the practice set, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 papers in the practice set covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the practice set, then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key issues to look for during live scoring. The first practice set for this question is practice set 11. This response is only partially correct. Although the trapezoid is not identified in part A, the explanation in part B accurately describes the difference between a hexagon and a trapezoid. This response receives a score point 1. Next we have practice set 12. The student has correctly identified the trapezoid in part A and has provided an accurate explanation for part B. Therefore, this response is complete and correct and earns a score point 2. Let's move on to practice set 13. In this response, the explanation in part B accurately describes the difference between a hexagon and a trapezoid. However, the trapezoid is not identified in part A. This paper only receives a score point 1. Next, we have practice set 14. This response is complete and correct. The trapezoid in part A is identified correctly, and an accurate difference between a hexagon and a trapezoid is described in part B. This response earns a score point 2. The last practice set for this question is practice set 15. Both parts of this question are incorrect. The wrong figure is identified in part A, and an incorrect comparison is provided in part B. Therefore, this response receives a score point 0. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website, or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.